We are so glad you're with us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, going one-on-one with Rick Bucher, NBA Sirius XM radio host. You can also check him out at the Bleacher Report, outstanding work, senior writer and video analyst. And as we zero in on the Warriors, what do you think the potential of this team is reaching the finals over the next 3 to 5 years? Obviously, an easier road for the Cavs in the Eastern Conference, but, not so for the Warriors in the West.
Yeah, you know, the thing that they have going for them is that their core is relatively young. Draymond Green, Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, those are the three for me that this team is going to continue to be built around. But it's going to be difficult to maintain the depth and versatility that they've had because of, there's a lot of uncertainty. Yeah, there's a big boost in money coming in, but we're on the cusp of having a new collective bargaining agreement. From everything that I understand, you know, owners are going to look to have even shorter contracts, even less guaranteed money. I would think that that is only going to promote players with more movement, looking to get paid when they can by whomever they can. And that's going to make it even infinitely difficult to keep this town, this group together.
Well, the rise of the Warriors, it certainly was fascinating to watch all season, a multifaceted team. And Rick, you know, the Warriors proved that small ball can win an NBA title. I mean, that's the buzz phrase. Is this the future of the NBA? I know you've covered the league for so many years. Sometimes I get a little nostalgic and I miss that old school type of play in it, backing it in with those big post players.
Well, I don't know if it's going to continue quite in this form because we've just seen the game evolve and it always seems to be changing. But it's hard for me to imagine that we're going to go back to having dominant big men in the post because kids coming up being taught the game simply aren't learning it that way. And the rules at the NBA level have diminished the value of having a post-up player because of the new defensive rules where you can play zone. It's the reason why big men in college have never really, well, you have big men in college who go to the NBA, at least in the past, and they'd be good, but then they become great at the NBA because you had rules that didn't allow you to crowd the post, and it gave them opportunity to be successful in a way that they couldn't, you know, playing against zones at the college level. I don't see the talent out there, and I don't see the talent being developed. So I believe that yes, for the short term, for the near distant future, I would expect that you're going to see the game played smaller, faster. It's exciting. The 3-point shooting has only come to the fore. I wonder if you're going to see, like, that's the next step, is you're just going to see long, athletic big men who are able to shoot the three. You're going to see more Dirk Nowitzki types. Because really, if you have a 7-footer shooting a three and is able to shoot the three efficiently, what defense do you have for that? Like, if the guy can tower over everybody, a Kevin Durant, can get that shot off, what's your counter for that defensively? I don't know what it would be.
Okay, so let's transition. Let's talk about LeBron James. Obviously, a ton of speculation on his relationship with head coach David Blatt. Okay, so Rick, what is the solution? I mean, do we need to call Dr. Phil and resolve this dysfunction and mend this family feud? How do we do it?
Well, Dr. Phil has to buy the Cavaliers because ultimately the reason that it is the way it is because it's allowed to be that way.
Okay.
And what the Cavaliers are not doing. Look, LeBron James leaving the Cavaliers devalued the franchise by $150 million. So Dan Gilbert getting him back, that carries weight. If they lose David Griffin, if the GM, if they lose David Platt, I don't know that the value of the franchise goes down one iota. So I understand why Dan Gilbert would give as much authority and power to LeBron, but I think what he's overlooking is LeBron James can't afford to leave again. And I've never believed, no matter how good a player is, that he's in the position to be the GM and to be the head coach and to make those decisions. That his position, his view of things is compromised. And yet Dan Gilbert is allowing all this to happen. And so it's really upon Dan to say, LeBron, much the way Pat Riley and Mickey Arison did when LeBron went to Miami. He did the same thing in Miami. He didn't want to follow Eric Spoelstra.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't want to give Eric Spoelstra that sort of authority. And Pat Riley said, well, you're going to, because we know that this is how it has to be for us to win championships. And I think in part it's why LeBron left after he won his championships, because he got what he came for. And now I can go back to Cleveland and I can run things the way I want to. I don't fault LeBron for wanting to do that. We all are going to take as much as we're allowed to take. But somebody has to say, no, for the good of the organization and for your own good, we're not going to allow this to happen. And Dan Gilbert is really the only one at this point. The relationship with David Blatt, that's not salvageable. He's been emasculated, not only in front of LeBron, but in front of that entire team. Unless you're going to switch out the entire team, there's no getting back that respect. He's already been compromised.
Okay, so will he be back next year? I mean, does David Blatt give the Cavs the best chance at winning the title next season if he stays?
Well, ultimately, only LeBron is the one who can decide that, and whether he decides, let's go on with the charade. I'm coaching the team. Tyronn Lue is coaching the team. But for PR purposes, we'll allow David Blatt to stay in his place. But that said, I don't know how you go forward. We already know some of what's going on. I would imagine that drumbeat is only going to continue. And when you have a coach who quite so clearly now, I mean, we suspected David Blatt didn't have the authority that we thought or that a head coach should have. Now we know he doesn't have that authority. And I just don't see how going forward, if you're talking about winning championships, that a coach can get everybody to make the sacrifices that they need to make, including LeBron James, to make the sacrifices that are necessary for a team to win a championship. I don't know how David Blatt convinces anybody to make those sacrifices, because they're thinking, we didn't listen to you the last time around. Why the hell should we listen to you now?
Oh, we are quickly running out of time. Rick Vuecker is with us tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Again, we want to encourage you to go to our Twitter, at @eRadioSports. Rick, tell all the listeners across the country where they can check you out as well.
Well, they can always catch me on BleacherReport.com, doing video analysis as well as writing.
Sure.
For BleacherReport.com. And then you can catch me on Sirius 93 XM 208, my morning show, Bleacher Report, on the Bleacher Report channel. And Monday afternoons, evenings, I'm on the NBA radio channel, Sirius 207 XM 86.
It's a full court press with Rick Vuecker. Just quickly, as we're running out of time, hypothetical. So David Blatt say he moves on. What coach would be the best fit for LeBron and for the Cavs and for that organization? I mean,
well, ultimately, you need a coach who's won a ring, and unfortunately, none of those are available unless you're going to somehow pry Doc Rivers out of the Clipper situation, and I don't think that happens because he has complete control there, and he's in L.A. I just don't see Doc making that switch. Right now, it would be Tyronn Lue, just because that is the one guy that LeBron seems to have a trust in. But unless you're going to find somebody who's won a championship and won a championship without LeBron, you're not going to have somebody who's going to have more authority and cachet than he has. So this is the difficulty. It's why some people believe LeBron will never win another championship, is because you can't find that coach that would have that kind of authority over him.
Okay, quick hit on Kevin Love. I mean, can they be successful without him? I mean, they missed that outside shooting.
Well, they did, but they were defensively so much better that I'm not
convinced
that if they'd had Kevin Love, it would have made a difference.
Is he that big of a liability?
I mean, a case could be made. They're going to run into the same problem that the Warriors do. Your success, that's a double-edged sword, because now you have to pay guys. Tristan Thompson needs to get paid. Amon Shumpert, Matthew Dellavedova, are you going to keep those guys? Are you going to let those guys go in favor of keeping Kevin Love? Those are some of the tough decisions that they face, and the fact that they did what they did throughout the playoffs without Kevin Love, and Kevin Love now coming back, maybe having to take a position. I mean, before he was behind LeBron and Kyrie, now he might be behind LeBron, Kyrie, Tristan Thompson, and Timofey Mozgov. I don't even know if that's something that Kevin Love wants.
What should be the number one priority in the offseason? Because I've got so many free agents.
For me, if you're gonna, it's moving Kevin Love, and it's getting more outside shooting, guys who can defend, I mean, sort of Iman Shumpert types to space the floor and allow LeBron James and Kyrie Irving more operating room off the dribble, but giving basically improving their small ball team, because that, to me, was the most effective team that they had. Having Mozgov and Tristan gives you the pieces that are necessary when you play teams that play big, but those teams are few and far between. You're better off building a better team that can play small ball, where LeBron James is actually one of your big men. To me, that's when he's at his best. That's the biggest matchup problem that he poses.
Mm-hmm.
And they just didn't, Dellavedova starting point guard and being one of those guys, you need to be able to upgrade in that part.
You've been listening to the voice of Rick Bucher. You can check him out at NBA SiriusXM Radio and also at BleacherReport.com/NBA. First time on the show, Rick, a pleasure. Outstanding stuff. And we promise to catch up with you again real soon. Look forward to the draft next week, okay?
Thank you. Sounds good.
Absolutely. Much more straight ahead tonight at YSR.